joining us in the studio today is Charles Ballard, who is a professor of economics and a professor in the economic department at Michigan State University. And you're in Marquette to kind of talk about that particular issue. Good morning and welcome.
Thank you very much. Good to see you.
And the interesting thing is the economy in Michigan. I mean, you know, realistically speaking, I mean, we've had plenty of guests on the show from the governor on down, legislators, everybody, plenty of challenges right now. But what is the message that you are bringing with the presentation you are doing this afternoon?
Well, I wrote a book called Michigan's Economic Future. And so I've been talking about and thinking about these issues for a while. And I really think that the long term future for Michigan's economy can be very bright, but we got to do some things differently. And I think the future belongs to the highly educated. That's why I like to talk at universities and colleges and schools. And the other thing is we have been decreasing our investment in education and in transportation infrastructure so much. I think we've got to turn those trends around, because if we continue to just slash our schools and roads and everything else, pretty soon there won't be enough left to make the investments for the future.
And that's kind of the question I had for you. I mean, we've talked with so many folks that are in the position of having to manage these budgets, and it gets to the point of almost fatiguing when you're talking about cut, cutting higher education, K-12, cutting corrections. All of these have an impact here in our community. What would you suggest would be some of the changes that could be made to get us out of the cycle of cutting?
Well, I know this is a tough one politically, but I keep reminding people our taxes are quite low. They're below the national average. They're way down. Look, the general fund budget for the state of Michigan is down by almost half if you adjust for inflation just in the last 8 years. So it's been a tremendous decrease. The economy is down by a couple of percent, but tax revenues are down by way more than that. And we've got to do some things on the revenue side.
But there isn't a politician out there that's going to run on a platform of raising taxes.
That's true. The politics of it, as I say, are very tough. But maybe if you could change the tone of the debate, say, look, nobody likes to pay taxes, but I want my roads plowed when there's snow. I want the roads paved. I want my kids to be able to go to good schools. And those are things that are worth paying for.
Well, one of the things that we've talked about on this program with city managers and that is they all said in the last 8 to 10 years that the change was coming, that the things that we were used to, that you mentioned, the roads being plowed and the streets being in good shape and everything, many of them said years ago that things are going to get pretty rough here in Michigan, but it didn't seem like people really believed it now until, as you know, no pun intended, the rubber hits the road, and we're seeing that that's happening. Do you think create a better climate that could possibly open the door for people being more supportive of revenue generation?
I hope so. I mean, it's a tough sell, let's face it. But we had a tendency after the recession in the 70s, the one in the 80s, we bounced back quickly. And so there was a tendency to say, oh, well, okay, tough times, but it'll get better right away. But now I'm hoping that this crisis is so profound that people say, hey, folks, 1956 was great, but it's just not coming back. We got to do things differently.
Do you think that if it was properly explained to people that this minute percentage, instead of getting caught up in political rhetoric and saying that this minute percentage in your tax bill increase would cover X and Y, that it would be more palatable?
Oh, definitely. And I think that there is a very important role for leadership. I think whoever's the next governor, I hope he or she will explain clearly to the people of Michigan what's going on. Because polls have shown that although there's this kind of general anti-government sentiment, if you get down to the specifics, people don't want their roads to crumble. People don't want their schools to be bad. People don't want there not to be any child protective services officers or health inspectors. So if we can focus on the real things that government does, I think that that can change the terms of the debate.
Let's talk a little bit more now as we look into the future. You've got the potential here with a major shift of politics in Lansing with this 2010 election. It looks to me, at least in my opinion, that the Republicans are poised right now that they could take the governor's office. They could take several seats also in the House. If they have control, do you feel that they would carry perhaps the leadership necessary to move in this direction?
Well, of course, the Republicans, more than the Democrats, are the ones who are on record as saying cut, cut, cut. It depends upon if the governor, were to be a Republican, it does, I think, depend upon which one. I mean, after all, you're talking about not a party, but an individual person, and some individual person, Republican or Democrat, might be able to have the courage to say, look, I've looked at the numbers closely. And sure, I don't want to raise your taxes any more than necessary. But on the other hand, we've also got to have, we can't let our sewers crumble and our roads and bridges. And so here's what we're going to do.
Is it, in your opinion, time to throw the rhetoric out the window and really get serious about this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we tend to talk in terms of quick slogans and silver bullets and sound bites. I think it would be great if the governor, the next governor, were to sit down and have a sort of a fireside chat and no big speech rhetoric, just say, look, here are the facts. Mm-hmm. And go through in a very, if you will, a sort of a dry and boring way, but just to illustrate what's really going on instead of having all the usual hoopla of political rhetoric.
It seems like, you know, as I mentioned, we talked about this earlier with other political leaders and municipal leaders, that people didn't really necessarily even maybe seem to be aware of it or didn't care as things were running along smoothly. But now they're noticing, especially here, oh, the roads aren't getting plowed right away after a storm, or there isn't that quick response because maybe the sheriff's department is tied up with something or whatnot, the hypothetical situations, but they are happening. What kind of message would you send to the folks that are feeling this now that are going into the voting booth in November?
Well, I'd say, again, sure, you don't like to pay taxes. I don't like to pay taxes. I certainly don't want to pay taxes and then have the money wasted. But what we actually spend the money on is things that I think are crucial to Michigan's future, and especially the education. Because if we don't educate our children, we know that Korean parents and Chinese and Japanese and German and British and French parents, they are educating their children. And if we don't, we'll be left behind.